Did you know that Can We Be Real's first birthday is coming up in the middle of May? And we wanted to say thank you so much for being a part of this podcast. And also, there's a birthday present that you can give to us, and it's absolutely free. You know that follow button on either Apple or Spotify? 63% of the audience who listens to this podcast have not hit that button yet on either of those platforms. And our goal is to get that down to 50% so that we have at least 50% of our audience who have hit follow on either Apple or Spotify. This helps us move up the charts. It helps us to grow, which means we can invest more money in making this podcast even bigger and better in our second year. So if you can help us reach our goal of 50% of the audience, that's another 13% of you who listen right now hitting that follow button on Apple or Spotify to help us to continue to grow. That would be the best first birthday present ever.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Can we be real? Hi, how you going?
G'day, mate.
You're a mess.
I'm doing 19. When would they hold the,
yeah, I know,
the telephone up to their ear?
You're
like
holding
this?
You're like, how may I help you? You're like on the switchboard. You're
the
holding
switchboard.
An earpiece up to your ear.
Because my wife broke my headphones.
Oh, God. Luckily, she's hot.
Totally.
Hot as hell. But she broke your headphones, so you've got one on your ear normally and the other one you're holding up to your
totally.
Ear.
Totally. But you don't need headphones when you're doing a podcast.
No.
Let's just get out here in the free zone.
Oh, just shake your hair out.
Yeah, why not? The hairs that I've got left.
Oof.
I'm like Homer Simpson with the three hairs at the top now.
Shake them out.
Yeah.
I didn't bring a pancake for him. I promised I'd bring him a pancake next time. Not that we're filming this, but just to take home and experiment with. Hi, Matthew. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Thanks, Michelle.
Because he's been complaining about seeing a shine on his forehead.
Oh, yeah.
Bags has whenever we film anything. And I thought, I'm going to buy you a little pancake. Oh, we'll get you one while we're out and about.
Well, we don't need it. We're not filming.
What is that?
You know, a little makeup, a little powder puff.
Oh, yeah.
Powder puff. No, there'll be one nearby. I'll grab you one just while we're in the same room, while we're in the same town, just to experiment.
Well, we're going out tonight, aren't we?
Oh, yeah. Perfect time to get you gussied up.
Isn't
with
it?
A little powder puff.
Let's go full Sydney Mardi Gras.
You don't have to ask me twice.
Well, you missed out last weekend.
I did.
Fuck, it was good fun.
Did you go?
Yeah.
But it went off at the end. Wasn't there a blue? A buster.
I wasn't around that area.
Oh, no. Yeah. Which area
zone,
were you,
mate,
around?
The fun zone.
Yes. Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah, my wife and I, because that was my wife's first Mardi Gras. And of course, in Russia, you don't have anything like Mardi Gras.
Oh, no.
So her eyes were just wide open with everything that she was seeing. And she loved it, but she's also still a bit like, what is this?
How do you do this and get away with it? And there's police, of course, the police didn't march this year, which is a shame. But God, that would have blown her mind. But there were police watching on and not even bashing anyone. So that would have blown her mind.
Now, speaking of makeup, you have the new accessory on your face, which
I've got my spectacles on.
Your spectacles.
What do I have to say? Something, wallet.
Spectacles, testicles, wallet and watch.
Spectacles, isn't that testicles, from, wallet and watch.
Isn't that from, what's that buddy with Bette Midler? And
Beaches?
No, not Beaches. It's the one where they're the three witches.
Oh, Witches of Eastwick.
No. She's the lady with the big red hair.
She's always the lady with the big red hair. That's not narrowing it down, mate.
And she's a witch. And yeah, I think there's the other
one. Bedknobs and broomsticks.
We're getting closer.
Like, how many movies is she in where there's three witches?
Are you Googling?
Hocus Pocus.
Hocus Pocus!
Yay!
I think they say that
saying. Testicles, wallet, and watch.
Watch.
Now, you've got your spectacles
I
on.
I do.
And you're wearing them right on the end of your nose like
to.
An old lady.
I have to. Yeah, yeah, Louis hates that too. Well, because they're the ones where I'm just trying to read things close to me, but then when I look up at you, if I keep them close to my eyes, you're blurry.
Does it matter, though? You know what I look like.
I don't love
Who
it.
Who cares? But just look at me blurry. What do you mean blurry? Am I more furry or what are you seeing?
Not furry, just blurry. Like you're blurry. You're just like...
You get it.
I mean, I get it.
His eyes, nose, mouth,
hair. Yeah, I get it. I know what you are, but you don't look like a wombat, like in that cute photo you sent the other day of you and Yulia looking at a wombat. That was
Kangaroo cute. Valley.
Adorbs.
Wild wombats that
you
allow you
them.
That allow you to do selfies with them.
Oh my God, they're adorable.
And
I
they don't
them.
Give a fuck. They just sit there eating the grass.
I love wombats. A wombat pooed on me once on the circle on
How
TV.
Great.
I loved it.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I love
actually
you.
Think that's my favorite animal now.
Yeah, they're the best.
Because they're solid.
Yeah.
And like you can hug it and, and it'll like, it's just, it's not like, you
it's
know.
It's like a salami.
Well, you're not like a koala. What yeah. I love them. But
yeah,
like,
but
like how boring. You got to stand so far away from them. They're in the tree. They're
grumpy. They're really grumpy.
Right.
They're always tired
yeah.
and grumpy.
And off their face.
They're like, yeah, they're like grandparents, you know. They're just like, they look cute, but
yeah.
they're not.
Totally.
Tired and grumpy. And
wombats are like good blokes.
Yeah, they are good little blokes, eh? They're good little blokes, little nuggets.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do love them. Oh, God, I love wildlife.
Yeah.
Kangaroos are fun too if you feed them. The little ones, not the big
yeah, the joeys.
Bloke ones
yeah,
that punch
yeah.
on.
Yeah, totally. But the glasses are...
My glasses. All right, well,
and
I'll
you also
them.
Had the big boxy ones on Zoom the other day.
Yes.
So you got a few of these. Have you been at Specsavers or something, have you?
It's not a Specsavers. It's just the one down my street. I can't remember what it's called.
OPSM?
Yeah, it might be. Just went to the optometrist down my street.
Yeah.
And the lady's there and I did buy two pairs. I bought a flamboyant pair.
Yeah.
And I bought a pair that are kind of clear and just to blend into my face a bit more, and they're the ones I'm wearing now, a bit more low-key. And, yeah, so I have them on in the lounge room when I'm watching TV, but when I want to see the TV, I pull them down on my nose and I look over,
Louis, not happy about
that. At the telly, and he's like, what are you doing?
Yeah, don't do it.
And I go, I'm watching the TV. But,
well, don't do it now.
But I want them on the end of my nose to look at my phone. And he's like, well, don't. You can't do the old lady glasses thing.
You can't do it yet. I think you've got another 15 years before you even start
Christ
getting to
almighty,
that territory.
At least.
Yeah.
Well, this is why I didn't want glasses.
No, you wear them like that. You look great like this.
But then
when you wear them normally on your face, where they're supposed to be, you look great. But then when you pull them down on the end of your nose, it's like you go from...
Hot as hell
to bloody... Where are we going to?
Old lady glasses.
Yeah.
But I can't... Yeah.
No, do it.
There's a mirror behind
Are you looking
me,
at so yourself?
I can see.
And what do you think?
Well, I can't see. When I've got them up on my face, I'm blurry. I can't
get the other pair out. Have a look through those.
No, they're the same prescription because they're meant for me to be able to just read things. Like I'm reading my iPad now just below my face. Great, can read. When I look up at you just across the table, blurry. Wombat. Tiff, it's difficult. Having glasses is difficult, okay?
Yeah.
It's not the sort of life-changing simplicity event that I thought it was going to be. It still sucks.
What about the contact lenses?
Asked about that. It's going to make my face look more normal to me, but she said, nah, it's just still going to, there's still going to be blurry bits and...
How?
Oh, it's just annoying, you know?
Yeah,
it's really annoying. Getting old is annoying. More hair here, less hair there, eyes being weird.
Do you ever see like old couples, you know, like in their 70s and 80s, and they might be like holding hands, right? And they're at the traffic lights and they're nicely dressed. And you think, oh, that'll be like a nice part of life where that's all they've got to worry about is just like walking around and, or, you know what I mean? Like, or is it shit still? Does it look nice? Like, does it look like they're in their twilight years, but it's actually shit?
Yeah, I think, I suspect it's probably shit.
Yeah.
Because I think, you know, all I can think of when I see that is caring. Like being
that's
a carer.
That's all you've got left.
Yeah, I just think, oh, someone's got a, you know, medications.
Yeah.
Someone's putting someone's tablets out for every meal and making sure they've taken them and going down getting your Webster packs. Do you even know what a Webster pack is?
No.
It's where the chemist does up your tablets for the days and like...
Oh, in like a little box and
yeah,
you can
these
select
plastic,
like Wednesday,
Yeah,
Thursday.
They come in these plastic rolls and you got to make sure you've got your Webster pack. Like someone has to go and get the Webster pack.
So it's just sad, isn't it?
It's just more admin.
So and the plan is get as rich as possible so that everyone can do this admin for you.
You definitely want to have an admin person. Definitely. And look, you can ruin one of your kids' lives. And I mean, if you, you know, that's ideal because they'll have to do it for free just for the guilt factor.
Is that what you did with your parents?
Yeah, I did it for one, but I've pulled out for the other.
It's so like, you're not doing it for your mum.
No.
So you've done it for your dad.
Yeah.
Who, let's be honest, you didn't have the best relationship
no.
with. So he has burnt you out
for
your mum.
Yeah, that counts double.
Who you get along well with.
Yeah, so I said to my siblings, I did it for dad, so that I'm out. Like, that counts double. Like, yeah. I am out for this one. You guys, you get the easy one.
Mm.
So, yeah, I'm out. I'm not taking the calls.
Yeah.
I'm not, you know, so she's all yours. Yeah.
Have you told her this?
No.
Right.
You don't. No, that'd be cruel. I've made. You know, I think she's got the gist. I think when she texts me saying, "I need cheese," and then
no response,
she hears back from my brother about the cheese. I think she gets the vibe. Yeah,
the way that it's going.
He's the cheese guy. Oh, yeah, okay, righto. She needs cheese slices. So yeah.
Can't you just send her the link for like?
Mate, not my department.
Online.
Not my department. I did cheese for the other one. I was the other one. I was on cheese for many years. I'm out. And then the next day she'll go, I need a haircut. Pete, she needs a haircut. See ya.
Now, I've seen a photo of your mum. Mm. She doesn't look like she's in that territory of like, I need a haircut.
I know. It's deceiving.
Is she taking advantage here?
She wants attention.
She needs attention.
Yeah. She just
everyone needs attention.
They do. But I've got children. And I have to give them a lot of attention. So yeah, I'm out.
Now, is your mum wearing glasses?
Yeah, she's had glasses for a while.
Do you look in the mirror sometimes now?
No, luckily I look more like my father. So yeah, I don't see her. And I'm sounding more like my father, more grumpy and selfish like my father as well. Like, I've started saying things like when my kids go, oh, I don't like that food, I'll go, great, I'm going to buy more of it because I like it.
So he'd say that to you.
Oh, yeah. That means I get to eat it.
Yeah.
And no one else will eat it all.
That is scary when you start saying things that your parents used to say and you were so against who they were.
You know,
and then you start being them and you're like, oh, fuck.
You'd think, oh, God, you're a prick when they'd say things like that. And then I find myself saying it and meaning it so passionately.
Do you see your kids making a face at you like that, like you would have at your dad?
No, well, no, because I was too scared to make the faces, but they'll just straight up go, oh, are you right? Like, they'll just say, you know, oh, God, that's gross, you know. Well, nice attitude or something like that to me, you know. But I can feel the rage. He used to say whenever I'd say, oh, sorry about something, he'd go, oh, you know where sorry is in the dictionary, don't you? Between shit and syphilis.
Oh, great.
I know, right?
At least it would have been a fun... It sounded like it would have been such a fun time in your house.
Oh, so amazing. Like, Disneyland. I mean, yeah. That's what I imagine living with Tom Hanks must have been like. It was just a laugh a minute. Now when my kids say sorry all the time, it shits me.
Yeah.
I get this. I don't say anything, but I feel like, stop fucking saying sorry. Just stop doing it. Like, you say sorry all the time, but you keep doing it.
Hmm.
You know, and I think, oh, God, no, I'm turning into my father.
What's wrong with sorry?
It just gets annoying when you hear it all the time, when you go...
Like, are you, in your mind, are you thinking, well, don't fuck up.
Yeah.
So that you have to say sorry.
Yeah.
Right.
And particularly when it's
But then why don't you just say that bit out loud? Why don't you just say, hey, how about you start thinking about what you're doing so you don't have to apologize so much because it's fucking annoying. Can't you just say that to kids?
It feels harsh, but I will say it sometimes if it's a repeat offense.
Yeah.
If it's like garbage in the lounge room, like wrappers, and I'll go... Oh, God. Like, this, if this was a park, I'd be furious.
Mm.
If you dropped this much litter at the beach, this is a fucking room in our house.
Yeah.
Like, and then they'll go, oh, sorry. And then that makes me, I'll go, you're totally. Not fucking sorry because you did it yesterday.
Yeah.
Could be worse. I could have my mother living with me still. So, you know, it's one or the other. So they're my excuse to be able to get onto my siblings and go, she wants cheese. See ya.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership.
Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
I've got my...
Oh, yeah. You pulled out your little secret phone.
I got here early today, guys. I got in here at 8:30 in the morning.
No?
Sitting in the lobby.
Oh, God.
What's down in the lobby?
A cafe.
And? You know, in the bar that we sit in?
Yeah.
What else is out there?
You got drunk.
No, not yet. But I sat in the bar area where we've been drunk many times.
Did you get fresh secrets?
Well, no.
Oh, God. Well, then what?
There's a bloody piano down there, isn't there?
Oh, my God. That's so beautiful.
Right? And I thought we could step our pussy up.
Oh, God.
With a bit of an intro for Secrets and Spark.
I love this.
Do you want to hear it?
I didn't know you played.
Well, I mean, do I? And Matthew's like, you studied music, right?
Yeah.
He plays. I know he plays.
I actually can't wait to play this in front
of
you.
Me neither.
Yeah. Are you musical?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I play.
I've never heard you do anything in
I did
life
piano lessons for 12 years as a kid.
You heard that song that you made with Lee Harding or whatever his name is.
Oh, Damien Leith.
Yeah, Damien Leith. I wrote a song with Damien Leith. Like,
yeah, you wrote a song. You didn't do the musical part, though.
I wrote a song,
well,
mate.
Mate, I've done all of it.
I only wrote a song.
Yeah, I just wrote a song.
Are you ready?
Bloody great, yeah.
Okay. So, Secrets and Sparkles. Could this be? You decide. This
I feel
is your
like,
podcast.
You know, I feel like you and I are the judges on Australian Idol. Australia's Got Talent.
Right. So, we've got Amy Shark and Kyle Sandilands here.
That's who we are. No, I'm Kyle.
Yeah, you be Kyle. Yeah.
You're right. Amy.
Okay. Here we go.
Wow.
Michelle and Bagsy, host of the show.
Wow.
Can we be real? Where secrets freely flow. Listeners spill their secrets unfold. Deep
you're good on the old ivories.
Tales they've told. Like the guy who lost his undies at the chair.
Jeez.
Now know this Mr. Undies. Life's quite grim. What about the girl who did her sister's husband? Oh my. And that lady dominoes with a butt of
why. Wow, I love it.
Hang on.
We all remember that lady dominoes and the butt plug. She could totally murder a Hawaiian pizza. Can we be real?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Are you available for gigs?
Well, mate, I was just down there in the lobby. Delta Goodrum walked past.
Yeah,
you know?
Great. That's what happens in Melbourne. That's Melbourne down to the ground. Delta walks past.
You just go, well, why not?
God.
What do you think, mate?
She's brought a lot to that.
Is that a bit too much?
No, I love that. I mean, I'd like a shorter version.
Okay, do you want a shorter?
Moving forward.
I thought you'd say this.
Okay, not now, though. I mean, I don't want to double up now.
Well, no, can I give you a shorter version?
No, next time.
What do you mean, no?
Well, I mean, no. I mean, we've enjoyed that a lot. Let's get into some secrets. And maybe next week. The short of it. Matthew, are you with me?
Yeah. I get it.
Amy Shark, are you with me?
I get it.
Amy's with me.
I'm just excited.
I can see that. And we love what you've done. Especially we love the butt plug. Domino's got two runs. We love that. Everybody loves that. Delta will understand if we say, listen, could we run the shorter version next week?
Totally. Yeah, all right, should we get into the first
love to,
secret?
But that is amazing.
Thank you, mate.
It's really amazing.
All right, here's our first secret.
Okay.
Hey, guys. I enjoy going to work 5 days a week because my home life is fucking shit.
Yeah, get it.
Okay.
But that's it.
That's it.
Oh, babes, I get it. I could not wait to get out of the house today, I tell you. Oh, and I mean, my kids are good, but fuck, I get it, girl. What about you, Matthew?
I get it. Like, are we talking to Matthew?
Oh, sorry.
Hey, guys.
Do you want to talk about getting out of the house? I mean, you've got a great cat.
Oh, yeah.
She's a beautiful cat.
Okay, well, good. after the online campaign to keep me on.
Has been a massive campaign.
How does that feel?
Expected.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it.
But,
okay. Yeah. Okay, good answer. Okay.
Yeah, I'm happy to leave the house.
Yeah. You've got a good house. I mean, I think you've got a good house.
Well, but here's what happened in my house the other day. What? I was in the shower, the water just stopped. And you know what I've learnt from working in the true crime space?
What?
I know that when police go to raid a house, raid a drug dealer's house, they cut the water before they do it.
Yes.
So I thought, so they don't flush their drugs. So I just assumed they'd got the wrong house.
We're done.
And I was in trouble.
Oh, right. Okay.
It freaked me out.
Yeah.
But no.
No.
Yeah, okay.
Phew.
Just a burst pipe.
Whew, so you shelved all those drugs for nothing.
Yeah, for no reason.
Jesus. What about you, Simon? I know that you,
well, this
you're
is
on
my,
record
this
as
is
saying,
my
yes.
time to get away.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I love her.
Love her. We all love her.
We all love her, but this is good.
Yeah, it is good.
Just every now and then, fly down to Melbourne.
Yes. And I saw...
Get on the piss with Michelle and Maddie.
Yes.
You know.
I saw a post online just yesterday, last night actually, where a lady talked about... burnout, single parent burnout.
Mm.
And boy, it has burned into my brain since I read that sentence.
Yeah.
I was like, yes.
So is this your time?
That is real. Yes.
Yeah.
And this morning I really got it bad because they didn't want to go to school and they were just bunging it on about not going to school. And I was just like, oh God, kill me. Someone just fucking dig a hole and put me in it. I know, right? This is real. This is, I'm being real. I was like, I give up. You people are too powerful for me. You're too strong for me. I can't. Just grow up and be fucking losers. I can't keep pushing you forward to success anymore. I can't. I am done. You've beaten me. You've defeated me.
But why don't you let them be losers for a little bit?
Because as a parent, you think...
Just let them work it out.
I can't. It's
don't
my
they work
job.
That shit out?
It's my job to just push them through this period where they don't understand the purpose of anything.
Get them working.
Are you joking? I can barely get them to brush their fucking teeth.
But how old are they? 14?
14.
14, 9
14,
months, mate.
14, mate.
14, 9 months. That's
I get all
at
that.
Macca's.
But that's not, you know, my job is to get them to school, to get them to study so that they can have a good life. That's the short of it. That's not the long of it. That's the short of it. Going through this conversation every fucking morning at 6:45 is so draining.
If I had your kids.
I can't even tell you.
You know what I'd say? I'd say, guys, if that's what I was worried about, I'd say, fuck school. Right?
Yeah.
Learn about AI.
Where are they going to learn about that?
Just not on YouTube.
Yeah, except they're not going to do that. You know what they're going to do? They're going to learn about...
Because I feel like what they're teaching
TikTok.
At school right now, what, is that going to even be relevant
in
10 years' time?
They're not as motivated as you and I are, mate.
Are we motivated?
How
are we motivated?
You and I get up every day of our lives and we work. You know what
do
they,
we?
You know
is
what
this
they
work?
Would do?
I feel like your kids have a great reason to go, when's mum getting a real job?
You and I chase money, at least.
Oh,
you
we?
And I are very motivated by cash. You and I are very motivated by money.
Aren't we?
My
the
kids,
finest things in life.
My kids know that I am motivated by money.
Yeah.
So therefore they...
Well, who's not? Are there people
well,
out
they're
there...
they're not.
Yeah, but
they're
not paying for anything yet.
That's my point. And they don't understand that they ever will. I cannot get that through their heads. I say it to them all the time. You're not rich.
All right. So how much is the rent per week?
I'd rather not go into that, to be honest.
I thought you wanted to talk about money.
On this public forum. But
okay, let's divvy it up though. Mum's paying.
They're not going to get, they don't get any of that. The most I can say to them is, right, you're not having Macca's on Friday night, which is a standard ritual at our house, if you don't go to school 5 days of the week. That's the least you can do. That is the bare minimum requirement to get Macca's on Friday nights. And that's a big blow up. That's like, not fair. Anyway, my point is, at 6:45 this morning, when they were going, oh, can we just stay home? I forgot to put my shirt in the wash last night for me to wash it, obviously. Can't even remember to throw your fucking shirt down the stairs for me to wash it. And then the other one's going, I've got stomach cramps. I'm like, fuck, you have got more periods than fucking the entire rest of the neighborhood put together, mate. I've never known anyone... with a menstrual cycle as frequent as yours that needs to stay home. And I said, I give up. I give up. Yeah. Just be losers.
Just be losers.
Just be losers, guys. Because you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to be rich enough to pay for admin. I'm going to just pay for people to take care of me when I'm old.
But
because
I
you
know,
all are going to be
thing.
Poor.
This is why you have to worry as a parent. because if they are losers, you're paying for them.
I know. Do you know what I mean? Not like, harsh enough to kick them out.
Well, you're going to have to at 18.
I know.
18. You got 4 years left, kids.
I can't. I'm not.
Wait till I start. When I get over there, commando. I'm going to be, not commando style. That'd be weird.
Yeah. No, Andy's on.
Who's this guy?
That'll scare him. No, I'll be like, they'll go to school if you do that.
I met the commando from.
Mum, there's a bloke in the front yard who looks like a wombat with no undies on.
He keeps telling us to get into AI.
Yeah, I'm going to go to school. You deal with that? Can you just deal with that before about 4 o'clock the Savo? Because I'm just going to be at school.
How do you file the old secret?
Great. Oh, God, I hear you, girl. This bitch just goes, I'm going to work because I hate home. Mm. And I get it. I miss our office, Matthew. Do you remember our office in the city?
Okay, yep, guys.
It was cool.
We'll get back there one day.
I miss that. Getting dressed up in the morning and going into our office.
Okay. All right.
I've been missing it a lot lately. This is fun. Don't get me wrong.
Guys, this is our office.
I like it. I like
it. It's got a bed in it.
All
I'm saying, got a TV.
All I'm saying is I like being out of home. I'm just saying I like being out of home.
Room service.
Perfectly understandable.
Great view.
We've got a brick wall as a view this time out of our hotel room. I'm filing this under perfectly understandable.
That's good. All right.
Boom.
Short secret as well. Probably the shortest we've had. This is our next secret.
I have a secret. Remember when you were kids and you had green cordial or milk and you'd be drinking it and you'd laugh and it'd come out of your nose?
Yeah.
Well, picture that. When me and my partner are getting down and dirty, sometimes he comes so hard that it goes straight through and out my nose. To be honest, it's a massive turn on and I love it, but it's funny as hell. You have a great day. Keep it up. Love your work.
Yeah, I'm assuming.
It's definitely a BJ. Yeah. At first I thought, gee whiz.
We all did. We just went.
That's some real force.
Yeah, no, you don't understand.
Go through the intestine.
Whatever it is that's coming out of your nose is not what you think it is. But okay, yeah, right.
No, far out.
That. Wow. That is, well, thank you for sharing.
Yeah.
I mean, is all I can say about that. That is funny, I guess. I feel like that would hurt.
you know when you're swimming.
Yeah.
And you get some water in there and then it goes through your nose.
Especially
and
you're salt
like,
water.
Your eyes are.
Like, I think you've had salt water. Also, well, when you vomit, you know, have you vomited out
your nose? Yeah, out your nose.
Yeah, that hurts. Yeah, it just doesn't feel to me like it'd be this, it just doesn't feel like green milk.
I can't imagine it's very attractive to look at.
They just think it's funny.
Don't you think?
Yeah, I'm with you. Like,
if I see someone with a boogie, I've got to say, oh, mate.
I don't think. You know what I mean?
If you've got it, like.
I know, right?
Streaming out your nose, Dumb and Dumber style on the back of the motorbike.
This whole thing's really, but they seem to like it.
We shouldn't yuck. I've learnt this one. Have you heard this before?
No.
We shouldn't yuck someone else's yum.
I did hear that.
Have you heard that one?
Where did you hear that?
Gen Z people, right?
Because I just heard it really recently in the last couple of days.
Yeah, me too. And I was like,
where was that?
I'll get that out in the podcast.
Where did we?
Like we're like Life Uncut.
Yeah. Don't yuck someone else's yum. Yeah, I did see that really recently. Okay.
We're like Brit and Laura right now, mate.
We're so Brit and Laura.
Who are they? Brit and Laura, the Life Uncut girls.
Oh, yeah.
You know them.
No, I know them as
doing very well in the
Life Uncut
space.
Girls. Not yucking anyone's yum. Boom. Perfectly understandable.
All right, here's our next secret.
My secret is a little bit weird and maybe funny.
You should have heard what we just heard, girl.
I have a cat and ever since I was a kid, I would like eat a little bit of cat food. I'm now 24 and sometimes when I feed her, I still just have a little bit of cat food. I don't know why. Kind of tastes good to me.
Well, it's just meat, isn't it? Or fish?
Yeah, I think it's made out of soybeans and it's, and then they just add flavours like,
So a human can eat it.
Totally.
Yeah.
One of my children, I'm not going to say which one, just to spread the embarrassment. Ate dog biscuits flat chat when they were little.
The schmackos?
Yeah. Well, no, the chunky biscuits. You know, are like biltong or whatever it is that South Africans eat all the time. They're a bit leathery, but the biscuits are real. And all the time I'd look out the back doors from the kitchen and they'd be chomp, chomp, chomping away in the backyard playing. They just would have grabbed a handful of Jacko's biscuits as I was walking past. But, yeah, I mean, they're perfectly edible and they're probably really tasty. I bet they're salty. Mm. And especially cat biscuits are quite good for you. They've oftentimes got a lot of omega-3.
Well, there you go.
A lot of fish oil. Yeah.
Do you have any kind of weird food thing like that, like where you would just because I used to eat raw sausages. Like, you know how you get the, there'll be a pack of sausages in the fridge for the barbecue. I'd get one out, you know, and then just because it's got the skin, I'd just like ooze the skin. And then so the sausage meat would come out into, and it would be raw.
Like
right?
raw pork?
Does that not
raw,
get you
whatever
sick?
The meat is.
Yeah, like I would beef. Think it would make you sick.
Well, no.
It obviously
was,
not.
Just, I enjoyed it. It was a weird thing I was doing as a kid. Did you guys have anything like that?
I did as a kid. I mean,
weird
I
used, shit?
Because my dad ate a lot of funky shit, and as a kid I would eat it along with him, and like a lot of pickled onions.
Yeah.
And,
that's not that weird.
It's pretty funky. Like, I would never eat it now. Like, a lot of just old man stuff, like sardines
and
with the heads on and stuff like that. Yeah, you know, gross stuff like that. Fish paste.
Yeah.
Pex paste on toast. And at some age you just go, what the fuck have I been putting in my mouth?
I'm reading here that you can get severely sick from eating undercooked sausages.
Yeah,
don't do that. Don't do that, guys.
Did your mum know?
Yeah, no one knew. Actually, this is the first time I've spoken about it.
Oh, wow.
My ex-husband used to eat snails.
Live snails?
Yeah, out the garden. Yeah. And of course, remember there was that young guy who ate a slug for a bet and died.
Yeah.
Because the snails can have eaten poison.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so don't try it at
home. Yeah, don't do all of this stuff.
No.
This is really bad.
Yeah, but...
Remember how, like, if you left chicken out...
What about how
salmonella?
British people wash their chicken before they cook it? Have you seen that?
No.
It's so gross.
Yeah.
It's so weird. If ever you watch, like, not Ready, Steady, Cook, that Come Dine With Me, it's so weird watching British people cook. I love it. It's mesmerizing.
It does make sense. Like, you think of a chicken walking around in a dirty, you know, farm. And then you just start eating the chicken. But I guess they should wash the skin, maybe.
Buy it from the shop. It looks pretty clean to me. I've never seen anything like it in my life. I've only ever seen you just pull the plastic off and bung it in the oven. But English people, they just like wash it in they wash it off in water. It's so weird. And sometimes they like soak it in water. And one time on Real Housewives, I saw this lady wash it in like water, washing up detergent. She put soap on it. And this other lady was like, nah, you don't need to do that. And then she had to wash the soap off it.
Oh, right.
And the other thing British people do, this is what I love about watching Come Dine With Me. They always use the weirdest little knives, the most inappropriate little knife. And they'll be cutting something big bit meat, and they'll have this tiny little knife, and their cutting board's a glass. Oh, you've got to watch it. It's like ASMR for me. I'm just like, oh, listen to the sound of them preparing food really poorly.
Yeah.
Chick, 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 oh, chick, yeah, yeah, chick, yeah. Chick, chopping on a little tiny glass.
Chopping board.
It's like, it's actually meant to be, that's meant for serving cheese and crackers, guys.
How do you file
the
cat food eater?
Let's watch a marathon of Come Dine With Me tonight, guys. God, this folder's bulging. It's perfectly understandable, girl, and it's probably really healthy for you.
Nah.
You're getting a lot of omega-3.
I looked it up. It says if you eat a single piece, you're fine.
Of cat biscuits?
Yeah, but it says there are health risks if you eat them long-term.
Like what? A really glossy coat? I think we can live with that, Matthew. Really solid stools.
Why can't you
I think
read the
that's
whole article?
Fine,
well,
Matthew.
This is the abstract.
I think it's fine.
Just give us the headline. That's all I care about.
He did, and I'm poo-pooing it.
All right, okay. This is our final secret.
Hi, Michelle Bags. My secret is that me and my friends are in our late 40s, early 50s, and we've started going back, you know, like kids are grown up, so we've decided to form our own band. We're a punk band. We're really dirty. We sing songs about fucking the principal. Yeah, really dirty shit. How much we hate our kids, how much we hate our exes, things like that. The only problem is everyone else's mum has come to the show, and my mum's sort of found out about this. But my mum's really scary, and I'm, you know, I'm in my late 40s, but I'm still terrified of her, and I'm worried about her turning up to this gig and telling me off in front of everyone.
Yes, I get it. I mean, my mum's not scared and she wouldn't tell me off, but I do understand. I've said this before. I said this to my niece, Edie. You don't want family at gigs. You don't want family at gigs.
Do you get more nervous with them there?
Yeah, it's just weird.
And you get feedback, right? Like in the car on the way home. Yeah, that was funny. That wasn't.
Well, I don't know. It's just awkward. Do you agree, Matthew? Do you want family at gigs?
No, never. I wouldn't want. I don't even want. Friends.
Nah, okay. I get it. Yeah. It's like I'd rather...
So no free tickets or anything like that going to the friends?
Nah.
What do you mean?
I'd rather perform in front of 2,000 randoms and as I say, Edie, my niece, had her ballet concert.
Yeah.
And we didn't go to the first one, but there was a video. And we were at her house and her dad, my brother, said, oh, do you want to watch Edie's video? And we went, yeah. And she was like, no. She was four. No. And she stacked it on. She would not let us watch the video. And I said to her, I get it, girl. I get it. Family at a gig. Gross. And she did let us come to her next concert, but she was jumpy. It just changes the vibe. It changes, it takes you out of your
head. Because you're
performing
for them and you're not performing for the audience. You're performing to like make them laugh.
Conscious of them being there and what they'll think. And you know, mums do always, I don't know, somehow reduce it to something weird, seeing their own kid on stage. I don't know. I'm sure I would too, as a mum.
Let's talk about that. That's interesting.
You just kind of get proud about weird things. You just always see your kids as their fears or their insecurities or something. So I might be likely to go, oh, I was so proud of you that you pronounced that properly or something. Like,
and they're like, oh, man, I've been
pronouncing shit for ages, mum. Yeah, you know, like instead of, I don't know, we just don't. And also, like, I can understand what Matthew's saying. Like, we know Matthew in this sense, and so to come and see him do a musical gig, you might feel self-conscious.
Would you? I mean, you get to see us pretty, like, we humiliate ourselves.
Yeah.
Right? Who cares? Wouldn't you?
There's kind of only one sense to see me in. I am only one sense.
What is it?
But it's
just
taken
funny.
But it's taken me a long time to fuse all the different me's together to be one person, to be honest. Mm. Like, there was a time when I was a different person with my mum than I was on stage and all that. So that was a bit weird too. I'd be a bit like, oh, this is weird. She's seeing me as this different on stage person.
Yeah, right.
It was different. So I don't know how you feel, Matthew, about
that. I'd be fine with you too being. More so the. It puts you in like that old. It puts you in the. Makes you feel like a kid. Like if you've got your family there, they know you not as like.
Performer.
When you're on stage, stage is supposed to. Have a joie de vivre to you that isn't that people who really know you that grew up with you.
Yeah,
we have to come to a show, just so that like I didn't even know that we did a show. So like, what to expect?
Well, it depends. I play in bands.
Do you sing? You sing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I mean, that's going to be good awkward, as, because you're both musicians.
Now so. I am, yeah. Do you want me to bring along the piano and I can be part of the show?
It's going to be weird, but
Okay, this is good. You learn things. I mean, you should talk more. We get to learn more about you.
Yeah, well, he likes talking off microphone, which is weird for us. Yeah. We prefer to talk on
I try to talk to Bags off microphone. He's just staring at his phone.
I know.
I am a rude cunt. I know. Yeah, look, can I put you on the spot here, though? Could you give us a little sample of something that you've done on the stage? Come on. Is that
or
weird?
Could you?
Why is it weird?
Do you want me to sing for you right now?
Because there's two of us sitting in a hotel room.
Some people say, just tell some of your jokes. Just give us an example of some of your comedy.
It's not like that.
Exactly like that,
a song is different to a joke.
Have you got any of your music you could play
or
that
not
you would
play,
feel comfortable playing?
Just sing it.
He's not going to fucking sing for us right now like
Why
a monkey.
Not?
Are you on drugs?
Why not? Give me a song. Give me a song. I'll sing it for you right now. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Like, who cares? Just sing something.
He's an actual singer. That's why he cares. Oh, what is
right,
wrong
yeah,
with
yeah,
you?
Yeah. No, I know.
I could sing for you too because we're not singers.
What do you sing then?
May your heart be light.
From now on,
we'll be there at night.
What do you got to worry about, mate?
He's a singer.
Fuck.
No one cares if we
Everyone's
sing badly.
Everyone's a singer, mate. Who cares?
Oh, God. What is wrong with you? I can't believe he's not a dad.
I made the worst decision of taking someone up on that when I was in year 9. Year 8. I was at a party and like some people were like, oh, hey, Matt, like we hear you sing. Do you want to try and sing? And it was just like these girls, but like this guy who is friends with my older brother, who's a few years above, he was standing there. And I'm just singing like Panic at the Disco in front of them.
Oh,
how good is
And then at the end, he's just like, I don't even want to say.
Hang on, so your voice.
You can imagine what he said. Kids are so horrible. My kids would come home and tell me that story, and I'd go, well, you should have sung for them. And Louis would go, oh, Mum, you don't understand. I do. I get it, but I would have sung as well.
Yeah.
So your voice sounds a little bit
when
like
when I
panic
was a young boy.
Yeah.
I would have sung my heart out.
That's not Panic at the Disco, mate.
Who's that?
That was embarrassing.
No, isn't that one?
No,
that
that's not Panic at the Disco. That's.
That was the Black Parade, wasn't it?
My Chemical Romance.
Yeah. Is it My Chemical Romance? Yeah.
Yeah. The handsome ones thing. In the good outfits. No,
so you sound like Panic at the Disco.
I reckon I thought I did in year eight. Yeah.
Everyone does in year eight.
Yeah.
I just sang a lot of Freddie Mercury in the car today.
And show us how it sounds.
Because my kids were upsetting me,
which song?
I went and sat at the beach.
Tonight I'm gonna
set myself a real good time. Yeah, but that's the one I want at my funeral. But no, I sang I Want to Break Free today in the car.
That's a hard one to sing.
No, it's not.
In the car, isn't it?
No.
Because you need the music behind you.
Yeah, I did have the music
behind. Oh, right, okay, yeah.
Do you want Don't Stop Me Now to be your funeral song?
Yeah.
Oh,
like when everyone's leaving?
Yeah.
You know, because I just want to let everyone know that I'm out in the.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, it's positive.
Yeah, don't stop because I'm having a good time. Having
a
good time.
Lying dead in the coffin?
No, I'm not. Yeah. I'm out and about, baby.
Whose job is it to get that song?
Limo's. It's been discussed.
is it really?
Yeah, it's been discussed.
So he's got to sit there with the.
It's the only job. It's like you got one job. That's Limo's.
Far. Is there like a collage of images that are coming up on the screen as that song
is
playing?
Yeah. That's other people's. But Limo's job is to make sure that Don't Stop Me Now is played at the end. And so everyone can have a great song in their minds, have a bit of a dance, have a bit of a smile.
Oh, it's not going
to
be fun.
I'm a rocket ship ready to explode. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Well, here's the thing. It depends how you die.
Well, if I explode, then he's going to have to think on his feet and swap it out. But I doubt I will.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed, touch wood.
Do Bags and I have a role?
Oh, okay. Well, let's discuss.
I'll carry the coffin?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, okay, it doesn't sound like I was there. Okay.
No, sure.
I'll do a eulogy.
Okay, great. Wow, you're really stepping up your pussy. Okay, sure.
What are you doing, Matt?
I'll do the cremation.
Okay, wow. Big gig.
So are you lighting the...
big gig.
That is a big gig.
Yeah. Ooh, I love it. Okay.
Smelly gig too, mate, because burning corpse.
No good.
Barbecue.
Dirty business.
Ooh-wee. Okay, this is coming up trumps. I love it. This is sounding really great.
Wow, this went really dark.
No, I'm on a rocket ship ready to explode.
As she's burning.
Don't stop because we're walking around. Having a good time.
She's on flames. Yeah. We're all like, oh, mate, she told us to have a great time, guys.
Yep. Lady Godiva. Oh, yeah, I can see
mate,
this
great.
One. Yeah,
that actually reverberated off all the walls in here.
Yeah. Don't stop because I'm having a good time. Having a good time.
What about bicycle? That would be a good one as well at the funeral. Bicycle.
Bicycle.
She wants to
ride
her
my bicycle. I want to ride my bike.
All right.
Sure.
I think that's it for the...
If I explode, I'll leave it up to Limo, but feel free to give him a ring. I'll send you his number to you right now.
Yeah, great.
Toss it around, but it has to be Queen.
All right, that is it for today's episode. If you've got a secret you want to share it on the podcast, all you have to do is go to the link in the bio or go to Michelle's Instagram page. Don't forget to share this podcast with a friend and make sure you subscribe and follow on Apple and Spotify to get the latest episodes in your feed. We will see you next Thursday.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack. for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.